Great to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, I think we all know that the labor market in recent years has evolved significantly. More and more are working for themselves or working on a contract basis for a company, providing their services on a freelance basis. Technology and all of that has made it possible in ways unimagined a number of years ago. This has given a rise to what's known as the gig economy. But of course, with it comes challenges for the self-employed. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is here to identify some of those challenges and, more importantly, to point the way to what those of you out there who are self-employed can and should be doing in terms of your retirement planning. Catherine, how do these self-employed workers compare to those who are still punching a clock or getting a salary from their company?
There's some real benefits to being self-employed, but there's also a downside. One of the benefits is the self-employed don't have an employer with expectations of when and how they should retire, so they have freedom there, but they also lack a regular income oftentimes, and without an employer, they don't have access to those all-important employer retirement benefits, so that it's really up to them to take a do-it-yourself in terms of saving and planning for their retirement.
Right. So exactly what are their prospects? I know the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies does a lot of profiling about the current state of workers in America and how they're faring in terms of retirement preparation. Self-employed has got to be a unique category given the challenges you indicate. How are they doing overall? Is there a sense? Do you have a picture there?
Yeah, our research findings are mixed. On one hand, the self-employed have a very strong sense of personal responsibility for saving and planning for their retirement. 86%, in fact, say so. However, that intent is not always followed up by action. Only 36% say they're always saving for retirement, and only 25% are very or extremely confident that they'll be able to retire with a comfortable lifestyle.
So let's cut to the chase and get to what those who are self-employed should be doing practically in terms of preparing for retirement.
First of all, don't procrastinate. Start saving right away. Get in the habit of saving and saving on a consistent basis, knowing that there's going to be good times and lean times. Always put something away. And there's some great opportunities that, frankly, many are missing out on. One is saving through an individual retirement account, either through a financial services provider or, if just getting started, the My Retirement account offered by the federal government. Then there's some more sophisticated types of retirement plans or arrangements they can set up, ranging from simplified employer pension plans, individual 401ks, annuities, and other types of savings. But the most important thing is get in the habit of saving and then look into these savings vehicles so that you can determine what is right for you.
Excellent advice, as always. I would expect nothing less from our very own expert, Catherine Collinson. Thank you, Catherine, for that. And we'll come back to this because I think it's a very current topic and reality in today's workforce. And, of course, there are real options and real positive options, but also some real challenges. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.